Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Welcome, listeners.
Good morning.
This is Running Commentary, the...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's the 400th episode.
The 400th episode. Incredible.
And you've, it is,
lunacy.
It is crazy talk,
madness,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Running Commentary, episode one.
We look like Madonna's security detail, don't we? Chasing Madonna, who's ahead of us. But let's paint the picture.
Yeah,
we're wearing head mics.
Yep.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? We look like McDonald's workers out on a particularly busy lunchtime run.
Yeah, that's two Happy Meals.
Yeah. But it actually feels okay.
And let's not forget, we're also wearing bum bags.
Which I would never normally do.
No.
Can we make that clear?
Or if you're listening in America, fanny packs.
I'd prefer to wear a fanny pack than a bum bag.
You're setting off in the sunshine in Clissold Park. Do you remember? I can't remember whether it was the first episode or one we lost. Do you remember seeing cygnets down on the canal?
I don't know about cygnets.
Silly, fluffy teenage swans. I saw some yesterday, which is weird because, of course, it's now June and that was in January, February, but must be the second round of the year or something.
Do you know, in keeping with the anniversary, we might have to do a little left turn to the facilities.
Oh, all right, very
just
nice.
Just for tradition.
Keeping traditions
just
alive.
For tradition's sake.
Well, I found out that the first episode that worked was on February the 10th, 2016.
The first that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, do you
After
know
After the three that didn't. Yeah.
I think my first comedy gig where I thought, yep, this is stand-up, this is what my job is going to be.
Yeah.
I think that was on February the 10th as well. February the 10th, 2000.
So we've come a long way.
Yeah.
If we'd have measured the miles, if we'd done 400, if we're, say, on average...
Well, if you divide
six miles?
Seven by the... If you divide it by... And then divide it by the
400 by six.
Less.
We've done about 2,500.
Five.
Yeah. By five, yeah. We've done about 2,000 miles at least.
2,000 miles.
Yeah, it's been great.
By the gasworks wall. So we
it's
start...
It's been 2,000
start
miles.
Start a celebration by taking a short break while you're... Yeah.
2,000 miles.
I think that was a record, though. We'd only gone about 0.1 of a mile. Actually, 8 years in, I just discovered the other day, dear listener, that what happens is he'll never need it until he starts running. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's a shakedown, isn't it?
It is a bit, though.
The other day, we were quite near, and you were like, I just need to run up and down a bit to make this thing happen.
It's a trigger for movement.
Oh, dear boy. I'm kind of triggered.
But what a lovely morning, huh?
Isn't it beautiful?
Isn't it beautiful again?
Summer just...
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And it's quite nice this week because there's been a bit of grey and a bit of rain.
Yeah.
But basically,
basically.
Pure heat. I think it is going
to...
It might get hotter and hotter as the weeks go on, which could be bad. I notice people coming to the UK at the moment going, so still no aircon in the UK now?
Okay. We don't need that. We don't need aircon.
I don't need it. And, although having said that, I'm always... It's amazing how I can get cold in this weather. I came home the other day, incredibly hot night.
Yeah.
My wife's just got one sheet on the bed.
I don't want to over-tempt
the listener, but I stripped off, got in. You know, this is wonderful. Half five in the morning.
Yeah.
Wake up freezing. Everyone else is warm.
Was that after a weekend away then, or what? You've had some travels, haven't you?
I've been away.
Yeah, you went to Birmingham first.
Yeah, I went to Birmingham last Thursday.
Yeah.
I was there for the full Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then
got
on a train up to Edinburgh for a 60th birthday party of a friend.
Right.
That was very nice. And then I went down to southwest Scotland, Kirkcudbury, where my mum's just moved.
Has she?
Helped her move in for a couple of days, and then I came home. But honestly...
Wait. Your mum's moved to southwest of Scotland?
She has.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? And it's like that thing. She's all right, she's all set, but people sort of say, people saying to her, oh, you're so brave.
Yeah.
She's going, no, not really. So but it's different perceptions.
So has she moved to be closer to certain people? Or?
No, she just likes it there.
Right, okay.
And, she just wanted to go somewhere nice, you know.
Yeah, Rachel's mum's just moved from, she's moving from Yorkshire to Chipping Norton.
Yeah.
She's like 80.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just want to move, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want...
Well, everyone wants to move to Chipping Norton, to be
fair. Chipping Norton is lovely.
Hello.
But yeah, it's, she's lived in Yorkshire virtually all her life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
I very much approve of Kirkcudbury because I went for a run when I was there. Very nice, really nice.
Yeah.
Along the river.
Right.
Saw some good birds, Paul.
Yeah.
Saw an egret.
Nice. Yeah.
And then came back, went somewhere with my mother's shirt, I got dressed, went out to get some stuff for lunch, walked into the supermarket. First person in the supermarket said to me, do you enjoy your run?
Oh, nice. You've been monitored.
I mean, thinking about it now, it's kind of terrifying, but at the point, it's 4 seconds, 3 seconds to get across this road.
Yeah, we can do it. We've done that.
Do you know what? I'll come back to that supermarket in a bit, but that's my new Tom Cruise. Did you know that? Have I told you that?
Go on then.
If you're cruising, just trotting along.
Yeah.
And you see a green man.
Right.
For a road crossing.
Yeah.
Then you can really put your foot down.
You go.
And if you've got 10 seconds left, you can really...
Yeah.
It's amazing the power you can manifest. Not least because, one, it's a little jump. It's a shock. You know, so you can be really tired. You're going to be going 10 miles. You see that 10 seconds.
A little state change.
And suddenly, woof, and you go as fast as you can. Also, the other side of the road, it's only over there. It's 100 feet that way, you know.
Traffic
so you
lights.
Don't have to, you don't need any, what's the word, staying power. It's just a boost, like a little sort of power blast. And I've done it. This is where this starts to sound crazy, but I finished the thought. I did it after I was running, sprinted across the road.
Yeah.
Felt my power.
Yeah.
Next time I went to parkrun, as I was getting to the end of the parkrun, I reframed it.
You visualised the traffic light.
I visualised it.
Do you?
I put a traffic light with a 10-second countdown at the finish line.
It's like traffic light fart leg. Do you shout, feel my power as you do it?
No, I haven't got any
right.
I think it's obviously at the one end of it, that kind of
anything that works.
Ideation and visualisation could be seen as madness to some people.
No.
But on the other hand,
if it's work,
the most
if it works,
technical
it works.
Thing is, I keep thinking of that stuff really early. When you think about running across the road, we're not talking about the last 500 metres of a parkrun. We're talking about the last 25 metres of a parkrun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If it works, it works, isn't it?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I still love Ethan Hunt. Tom Cruise will always be
Do you find
there.
Yourself lingering by traffic lights mid-run so you can get a bit of pace.
Oh, yeah, you just have to sit down and a cup of tea.
Yeah, doing reps with the traffic lights, 10 metre
sprints.
See
the green man, pop my shoes back on. It's going to be counting down any minute.
Goes every 3 minutes, these traffic lights. How do you know? I've been here 2 days.
Feel my power!
I think they feel my power. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power.
So did
just
you do
like a prayer. Just like a prayer. You fucking take me there.
It feels that... I thought when you were away for a few days, I thought, that's gigs, but it's sort of social, wasn't it?
Oh, it was triple. Sort of triple. And also, it's that funny thing, same as the weekend before, I'm finding that because travel has got really expensive,
yeah,
I've got to find other ways to justify it.
Right, yeah.
So where I used
when
to...
When you're away, you might as well be
follow
away.
The gigs. Follow, you know, go on days out and holidays to go with the gigs. Now I'm adding the gigs to important trips,
yeah,
to justify the journey. Also, yeah, my mum's been moving to Scotland, so the last couple of weeks,
yeah,
it's in vans and moving stuff.
And how did the move go?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
I mean, she moved middle of last week, and by the time I got there at the end of the weekend, she's all settled. You know, it just looked like her house.
Oh, nice.
And
amazing.
It really is a really nice place. It's got the combination of being different and new enough to be exciting and cosy enough and same enough to not be stressful, you know?
Right. And has she got mates there?
No, not really. She knows
mates
people
in
from
potential.
Going there.
Yeah,
mates in potential, that's right. And she's got a friend who, from home, who's been helping her move and is a really good, you know, like, team mate. And she'll be going up to see her, you know, helping with the crossover.
Yeah.
And she'll probably, if she needs to go back where she was, she can go and stay with her.
Cool.
But I think that's quite a big if. I think she's pretty happy where she is now.
Yeah. I helped move Bonnie yesterday from Leeds back to London. She's had a year in Leeds, so...
Yeah.
That was a long...
That's a day.
...day, because I had that sort of fast-track passport application as well in Peterborough.
Yeah.
Because I needed passport renewal.
There you go. See, putting the travel all in one place.
Well, the day before...
Is that a passport that you got from Peterborough? Is that a passport so that you can go to Peterborough?
They're pretty
strict about that.
Yeah, there was
pretty
strict.
No.
But the day before the passport renewal, I managed to lose my passport around the house.
Yeah, great.
And I...
You put it somewhere important.
Yes. And so I was tearing the house apart for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then when you start doing that, you realise how much rubbish you've got. So it sort of compounds itself. Well, we do anyway. It just compounds, the whole thing spirals.
Yeah.
And then I spoke to Rachel. And she said... Well, you're going for a passport renewal anyway. Just say you've lost it.
Yeah.
And then I realised, yeah, why not just do that? So that saved me about 6 hours.
Jeez. You know what I mean? So you never found it?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've declared it lost.
I thought you were going to say, oh, looking all that time, turned out it was on the top of my head. But that only really works with glasses.
And I'd swallowed it.
So, but it's funny, those moments where I can find myself... All the time I was looking for it, I was aware that there was another way out of this, but wasn't quite. I just needed someone else's perspective to get there.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? It's like, oh, I've already got an appointment, you know.
It's a new perspective, isn't it? I think it's one of the. I don't want to be as negative as the word weakness, but one of the parameters we work within as humans is that sometimes, surprisingly often, you need that little jump. You need a shakabuku, a swift, sharp kick to the soul that changes your perspective.
Yeah, you just get lost in your own little channel, don't you? You know.
Yeah, that's right. That's why running the traffic lights can suddenly make you feel power you didn't know you had.
Yeah.
And that's why when you find that passport, you can go, oh,
I knew it.
Here we go. Let's run round Woodbury Wetlands like we used to.
Yeah, let's have a little run
round. What's wrong with that?
That's something that's changed, isn't it, in the last 400 episodes.
Let's go and take a photo. It's actually quite nice to stop and take a photo because it is hot, isn't it? How's your running in the heat?
I've been enjoying it. I mean, I went for a longish run a couple of days ago.
Longish? Give me a distance.
Well, no, 7.5 miles.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really cool. There's a bit of wind on the water breaking it up. See what I mean? It's
gorgeous, yeah.
It looks very tempting.
It's gorgeous.
How do you think they feel if you're not allowed to run? How do you think they feel about swimming? If you get in amongst the rare birds.
Should we walk around it just for old time's sake?
Yeah, okay, good. I like that. We're Jeffing, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, we're Jeffing.
We're appalling, aren't we, Jeff?
But if you
we're appalling, Jeff.
I don't think they mind a helicopter, actually. If you land a helicopter on top of the cafe and then just get your skis out, water skis out, I think they're fine with that.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that's affecting the local nature.
I went out and ran, it was 7 or 8 yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I was saying afterwards, I think I am good in the heat, and I don't mind it, but it's not like it would be... folly to say it doesn't affect one.
Yes.
And I think part of it for better or worse, is that when I'm running, I just push that back one remove. I was literally running around Victoria Park looking at people and thinking, these other people seem hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's a bit like what you were saying about needing Rachel to say what to do about your passport. I literally needed to look at other people being hot.
To realise
that's made
that
me realise that I was.
Yeah.
I didn't get that just direct. That information was there.
Yeah.
And then even then, I didn't feel like I was suffering. It was just quite late on. I was like, I'm quite tired, sluggish today. It's like, you're running in the heat. It takes energy.
It just take it out of you over time, doesn't it? Yeah.
Get the shade at the calf. Very nice. So, I walked into the supermarket.
Yeah.
That guy said, do you enjoy your run?
Yeah.
And then the next person to come in, it was a guy and his little one, and he said to them, I believe that's Rob Deering. And I said, you believe you're correct. And he said, I like listening to your podcast.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So my mum's definitely
mate, you're a star.
Moved to a good place.
Absolute legend.
This is a very good sign.
Absolute legend. Our reach is far.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how little moments like that can give you a little boost, can't
they? Oh, always.
You know, just a little.
Bit of recognition, bit of money in the bank. Very basic.
Just a little, you know. Well done. We recognise you.
Yeah.
Literally.
Validation. That's what you need, isn't it? A little bit of the old validation. I did, conversely, I didn't much enjoy being in Birmingham.
Right.
I felt quite lost in that city.
Because?
And I was reminded of when I, left Birmingham University.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And it's the first time in a long time I've been there and remembered that time. And not particularly... It wasn't like, oh, no, I'm going to slip back in time, everything's terrible. But it was just...
Just remembrance.
I wasn't getting my best of it. Although I did a lovely run there, but
yeah.
I was right out of town because I was staying with friends in, like, beyond King's Heath.
Right.
And I got on the...
So you didn't stay in the hotel?
No. There was no... They paid for a hotel.
Right.
But or rather paid a sort of substance. They couldn't get a hotel because of the Ashes and Bruce Springsteen.
Right, okay, right.
And Harry Styles.
Bruce Springsteen stays in the same hotel that the comics stay.
Yeah, and he has all the rooms.
Really?
Going between other rooms.
Can you imagine if
playing
he did?
Playing my guitar. This room is Wendy's. Who the hell is Wendy?
Rob.
Ooh.
This makes me feel that we've been too respectful. Well, listen, let's talk people through it.
That man was running.
We're walking along the reservoir at
Wetlands
because we've been repeatedly advised that you're not allowed to run because of the disorder it causes the local, the birds, the etc. I mean, we've always been a little bit slightly sniffy about it, only because they have events.
Slightly
here.
Sniffy.
Only because they have events here, which
you've been sulking about it for years.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, right now, I'm going to take a photo.
They have events here that involve loud music.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? They have people with prams here. They have kids running around, which is fantastic. Yeah. But they've decided that runners can't run around because of blah, blah.
Nature.
Yeah.
Which, I've always wanted to see the evidence. But we've been good about it and walking around today.
Yeah, we're good because we're walking
but
around
But specifically,
now.
It is, having done this, I said about running in Kagubri, it was very, you're by the river and it's beautiful scenery, but it's completely flat. It's a built kind of gravel path.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is like that. And
it's beautiful for
I mean,
running.
It's literally the best place around for running.
To run.
But we've been very good, aren't we?
And we respected it.
Stop there a second.
Only to behold, literally 2 minutes ago, a guy just running around the lake as if nothing was, as if he wasn't transgressing some sort of the sign.
But apart from
he
all
didn't
the
care, did he?
All the
he
Woodbury stuff, all that business.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do we feel like he's a hero to us, or were you jealous of him? That's the interesting bit.
Well, I just thought, interesting.
I should have my telescope to see if he's, there, that's it, there's a guy in a green top being beaten up.
Complex emotions. Oh, that's a guy they're holding below the surface of the lake.
I didn't see this on the water.
Sort of half admiration, half, I don't know, you know, that's quite complex.
Yeah.
For me. It wasn't just admiration. There was a little bit of like, why don't we just run around here and who cares?
Like this.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
It's beginning.
I've been shot! Rob!
That was too rude.
Rob, I've been shot!
We told you not to run around the perimeter of the Woodlands Reservoir.
That was absolutely terrifying.
We did warn you. We have snipers on trees.
That bit where you pretended to get shot,
yeah.
That led directly to the death of over 36 birds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy was obviously part of the fix, wasn't he, to tempt us to run so they could trap us. Yeah. What did you feel when you saw him?
I thought, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
I thought we should do that. I should do that.
Yeah.
But I don't run around.
Yeah.
I love this bird. I think it's a young cormorant. It's got like a light-coloured neck. I think it's a baby. Baby, it's about the size of a dog.
Nice.
Baby's a bit wrong, but yeah, young cormorant. I don't know.
I'd like to ask you. I'm one of those of like, do you know what? If it's that important to you, well, I mean, the fact is we're walking, isn't it?
We've
respected it, and I'm not one particularly who follows the rules, to be honest.
I mean, I think the strange thing with you is I think you're cross with him and with them. Puts you in a difficult position.
It is tricky, yeah. And also
I also think on the 400th episode, it's nice for us to revisit something that we've been going on about.
Cross with myself. Yeah. I'm crossing myself for obeying it. I'm cross for him for not doing it. And
why
I'm cross for
running?
Them for imposing it in the first place.
Where's my passport? Yeah. Why can't you tidy up the house?
There's no milk after the marathon.
Well, at least you let that one go.
Yeah, so... So revolution this
that
morning.
Was excellent.
We've already witnessed
the revolution.
That guy
running past us there, that was incredible.
Yeah.
That's the kind of content we're here
Spotted.
For. It's not fictional, guys. That really happened. So, going back to February the 10th, 2016.
Yeah.
Those early days.
Yeah.
We were in training for London. We'd just come back from... I had a winter... I was in the right state because I had the cracked rib and then the flu.
Yeah.
Because I remember that our first event was only a few weeks in, was the Bath half.
Yeah, the Bath half, the famous Bath half.
I was in a bit of a state. I was.
Yeah. That's a, yes. Oh my goodness.
I remember that. In fact, I would say as a sort of level of fitness, that's quite an interesting one. Because I've been fit and unfit since. I've broken toes and everything. But I can vividly remember being in Bath and feeling like it was... that I was sort of heavy and sluggish and it was beyond me. And it's quite nice to think of it from here because within all kinds of fitnesses since, that is a far away feeling, you know.
Regular
running, it's good for you, isn't it?
Well, that was, then I was, I don't know what I did the first Bath half in, but I know I did the second one in 85 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was on some sort of trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first marathon we did was 3:10 for me, and then the second one was
that was
was the old
that, was that London? Or, yeah,
it was London. Yeah,
and then what time did you? And then York was faster than that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that autumn.
York was 3:03.
Yeah,
and then it was part of the.
And you're going to get that again this October in York, yeah?
Well, of course, you'd expect to at least match the first.
Match, yeah,
you'd expect to at least match the first time you did the marathon. I mean, goodness sake! I mean, that goes without saying,
isn't it? They just give you that.
Yeah. Ob's going to be faster than 3 hours.
Oh, we'll post your time as the same as last time.
So now we start to run again.
Yeah.
So it's not like you didn't see the sign, Rob. Rob, it's not like you didn't see it.
I would take a photo of that sign, but I've already got 80 photos of the sign in my house. He has run past it.
He just run past it.
I mean, I quite...
He ran past it, Rob.
I mean, there's a boldness to what he's doing.
He didn't
happen by accident.
He lives there as well. That's where he lives.
In this hut.
So, yeah, I'll...
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, I'll go that way. You'd expect to at least beat 3-3.
He went York. The wrong way. That's nice. After
we sorted out the entry
2,000 miles to
we
go.
Sorted out the entry to York, didn't we, today?
Yeah, yeah. It's important when we've been saying to pretty much everyone in the world, you should come run the York Marathon. It's important that we get our places
to get it sorted, yeah.
For ourselves. Yeah.
But that's sorted.
All sorted.
We're doing it.
Well,
October the 15th.
October the 15th.
2023.
Yeah.
The training block starts here.
Yeah, and I didn't go to Parkrun in Birmingham because
what?
Edgbaston
what?
And Cannon Hill Park were closed.
Really?
I think because of the ashes.
Right.
Oh, look at these ducklings.
So
oh,
many ducklings.
Goodness, look at these ones.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
look at this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Just beautiful.
Tiddlers, that's the second clutch of the year.
Oh, that's beautiful, sweet. Isn't it? New life. New life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 2, 4, 6, 8. One for every year
one,
of the podcast.
Three, two, very, that's
one
right.
One for every year of the podcast.
And one more.
And one more.
One for next year.
Yeah, one for next year.
See that one with the sash on?
Yeah.
It says, Runcom goes global.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the duckling says to me. So
we're running around the back of, well, we're running to, we're doing a course we've done before a lot, but not as much as Parkland Way. It's like a kind of, it's like an amalgam, isn't it, of various routes?
Well, when we started out, we used to, well, first of all, we
used to go out the other way,
moving around for exciting stuff, but we used to basically take in turns and run quite often from my house.
Yeah.
But it's, since you've been, you've had calf stuff going on.
Yeah.
We've avoided doing that often because it's a lot of pavements running from my house.
Yeah.
So we call them the Adele routes.
Yes.
Because you're just chasing pavements, basically.
Yeah. So see, see it back at Binet.
This is what I wanted, and it was a gamble. I wanted to see if this next bit of the river was all done for us to enjoy.
You're joking.
Like it's not finished, and it's going to be
you
closed.
Joke.
I meant to warn you about this.
Oh, mate.
I think after Woodbury Downgate, you're going to be...
Oh, mate.
It's going to be livid.
We can't get in late.
I'm going across in front of the bike.
Oh. What a palaver, mate.
When's it going to be open again? I mean, look at that path.
It's an absolute farce, mate.
It's going to be good. Look at the path. Look how good it's going to be.
Mm. And the thing is, as well, is it's got barbed wire.
Oh, Greentop. That's the way he came. He just came through and he just vaulted
yeah,
this
yeah,
fence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a real shame, isn't
it? I wanted to show you that. That was my big surprise.
What a shame.
It was a gamble. It'll be there.
So we'll do it. We'll get through it.
We'll go past Skinner's Academy instead.
This is a nice
Skinner's
metaphor.
Academy.
Nice metaphor for life, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can't go one way, you go the other.
Yeah. That's why when I got to that gate, I said, I've lost it. Just give me a new one.
So you're 400. Wow.
Yeah. Go on.
It's a lot, isn't it?
He's worried. He's a bit worried about it.
I'm not worried at all.
He's going to pack it in.
No, I'm not worried at all.
He's the packer in.
I've never felt more away up.
Alive.
More charged up for it. No, I feel bang up for it, actually.
Yeah, good.
I feel
new
really
beginnings.
Good. Yeah. I feel, if not fit, at least mentally in a good state.
Yeah.
To get really back into my running. The old transcendental stuff's really working out,
yeah.
Actually. I'm really enjoying it.
So, without any verbal contact here, this time next year, in these kind of conditions, race to the something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
King, Stones?
Yes.
Corner Shop?
Yeah, absolutely.
Race absolutely. To the off-licence.
At the very...
We should see if Threshold can do that
yeah,
for
the,
us.
At the very...
Literally like a really beautiful, yeah. Undulating, 100-kilometre yeah. run that ends yeah. at an Oddbins.
Sprint to the local off-licence. Feel the power!
I'm only doing it yeah. if you put a traffic light at the end of it.
And, while we're doing this, we have to give a pretty sizable shout to Liam McIntyre.
Yeah.
Who not only ran Run to the Kings
yeah.
the other weekend.
He won it.
He only went and bloody won it.
He won it and he broke won it. The whole course record by 2 hours.
He won the race. And yes, we've had a small hand in his success. Okay, fair dues.
It would be inappropriate at this stage to do small hand jokes.
Yeah,
but I want you to know that I'm dampening them all down.
We've been in his...
Yeah, okay.
Call us an inspiration if you want to.
Yeah.
That's up to you. Up to you.
Well, he was the guy, you know, when I was off sick, he's the guy you went to, didn't you?
Yeah, I... Okay, listen, I lit the spark, okay? That's fine. He's still got to run the race.
Yeah.
He's, we're joking, he's an extremely inspirational character.
Well, it's one of those things, a great runner.
A great runner, and gentle.
Diffident and modest with it.
Yeah, know? Absolutely.
But just incredible.
And that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Looks like a good old...
We'll have to get him on for a chat, obviously, or I'll do a little one-on-one. We'll take him for a little, little chat and... race debrief.
He's blooming keep up with him.
Yeah, he's...
We're just going slow today, Liam.
Pyoing! He's he's a very, very good ultra-distance runner, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's obviously found his meteor.
Yeah.
It suits him. It fits him.
I like it less meteor. That's amazing. Vegans.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, here's so well, to you, well, Liam. Done. Well done.
Well
run.
Well done, Liam.
Nice work.
Looked like a hot day. That
I like that race to the King Route. It's
right.
West Sussex.
Yeah.
Like in the South Downs along by Arundel.
Yeah.
And as I see it, it's like a big figure of eight.
Right.
And each loop is a 50K.
Yeah.
So you can do one and the other, or you can do one or the other.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that would be a very different experience to the Race of the Stones. Because you're going to end up where you left off. Which is much more convenient.
It is nicer, yes.
Like the Berlin Marathon.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the fact that the Race of the Stones takes you...
Is lovely.
...across England is
and
really...
And I'm going to have to do it next year because I'm not going to be able to do it this year.
Yeah.
It would be an act of madness to do.
Well, it's still 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm probably about as fit as I was last year, to be fair. But the COVID took about a month out of my running. Which I do feel I've recovered from. We've had a couple of people getting in touch with us about post-COVID running recently.
Matt Reed was all set for a marathon. And let's go this way.
Yeah, okay.
And... then got COVID and it's...
Well, he'd done a 16-week training block, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And then he had COVID and he thought it had all gone to waste. And I think... Do you know, is it up here? I think it's important to realise you've still done it.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, that's...
You can't rush to get back to your original fitness, but...
No, and it's different.
But it's... it's not necessarily completely wasted time.
No.
An effort, you know. I think the main thing that we've stressed constantly is don't rush back from the COVID.
Yeah. No,
just listen to your body very, very sensitively, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get bullish with it, cause, or else you will put yourself back.
That's right. And it's different, I think, also specifically respiratory, COVID in particular, but things like that, things with your lungs and your... Basically sort of system things rather than...
Than muscular.
And this is... coming from someone who doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, but can't carry
on. You've
got
to be really careful with your kind of organs and yourself.
Yeah.
Heart and lungs, whatever. And you've also obviously got to be careful with your feet and your legs. But it can be easier to be more objective about how that's working, can't it?
Because it's a bit more mechanical.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter, appears to have broken a toe recently.
Right.
And we knew that... You know, you can strap a toe up, but basically it's one of those things you have to keep doing what you're doing, only less.
Right.
And it'll be all right. But she was like, she was just saying day to day, I've done too much today, and I think it's as bad as when I first hurt it. I'll do a bit less. And then, you know what I mean? It's like a negotiation.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just easy with your something like your toe, because it's quite far away.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like it's happening with something else.
With the old COVID, it's easy to think that you're back a bit before you are, and then you just jump back into a big cycle or a big training run, and then, do you know what I mean? Then you realise.
Yeah.
Just take it gradually.
You knock yourself back, that's right. I think that I have been lucky with this. I'm sure I've done stuff when I shouldn't have done it. I definitely...
Oh, yeah, we all have. Of course, we all have. But as you get older... Oh, hey, we're in. We can cross the road now. We forgot to sprint. Feel the power.
I had a bit of a... I didn't use that at
feel
all.
Feel the power.
But I'm going to do it in a minute. We're going to find somewhere that's about a road crossing away. and I'm going to visualise how far, you know, an imaginary traffic light.
And then off.
And you're going to see, you're really going to see something.
You're going to feel that
power.
You're
going to see something. I'll be doing that at Highbury Fields Parkrun on Saturday for the 400th episode Parkrun celebration. The running commentary race takeover. It's not a takeover, it's not a race.
Yes. The Run Compod Festival.
Yes, it's not a festival.
Loads of acts. Well, we'll be there. We are acts.
We're acts.
Cup of coffee and a chat. Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about your training. Yes.
Have you ever been to
little post race warm down? Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Glastonbury?
No.
Cool.
But it's a sort of Glastonbury, isn't it?
Yeah.
Post heart run. Yeah. Exactly, you don't have to sneak in.
That's what it's called. It's called Running Commentonbury.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak in. All right, Elton John's not doing his last ever set. But we'll have a little chat. Highbury Park
good.
Run.
Look, I've got 10 seconds to get through that open gate over there.
Feel the power! Power, 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 power! A little bit of a sprint from Rob. Cheers from the kids in the distant field. Have you been to Glastonbury?
Never. And the more I
really should go.
The more I want to not go, to kind of prove some point.
Yeah, but that only hurts yourself. That only denies you the opportunity.
I think
because I've been a bit like that, but I'm fairly sure I'd have an excellent time if I went to Glastonbury. It looks like the kind of thing I'd enjoy. You don't think you'd enjoy it?
Did you feel my power?
I really felt the power.
Yeah.
I felt that power.
I'm disappointed that I didn't get more of a review.
Well, you got some cheers there, because you got some cheers from the kids.
That's true. That's good news.
You seem quite tired out.
It worked.
Quite tired out post power.
Now I've done that, we can run up this hill in Finchley Park.
Yeah,
but funny enough. But it is something that everybody does. And you talked a bit recently about not wanting to do.
Not getting an air fryer. Not getting an air fryer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing I don't want to do. I never want to do what everybody does.
I know.
It can be. There's definitely a strong element to cutting off your nose to spot your face in that situation. That guy over there's not wearing enough clothes.
But I do think that. I know exactly what you think, what you're saying, but I do think sometimes that's a bit of a, for me personally, possibly a slightly childish impulse.
Yeah. And well, I just always remember.
Glastonbury would be loads of fun.
I remember being 16 and thinking, well, I can't get black jeans now. Yeah. Everyone's got black jeans.
Yeah.
It's because black jeans are great.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Because they're pretty cool.
Get some black jeans.
Yeah.
Wear them for the rest of your life.
I mean, I used to say that.
Different pairs, not just the one pair.
Yeah. I used to say that, should we go, about.
Save it here.
All right.
On the pave.
I used to say that about the internet.
Yeah.
You know, or like email. I remember advancing a pretty stringent argument that email would never catch on because people like letters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We're old, aren't we?
Sometimes you're just wrong, you know.
Yeah.
We just leaning.
Letters were great, weren't they?
Leaning up the. Yeah, they were. They still are.
Yeah.
Leaning into the hill on the far side of Finsbury. Just working it. Channeling the spirit of Liam McIntyre. Last 2 kilometres of his race in the King's Victory.
He always channels your spirit when he's getting all his amazing times.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do this ultra like Tonkswood.
Yeah. I think I'll stop, actually. I think I'll stop and phone my wife at this point.
Hydrate, schmydrate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's quite nice to think of that stuff because, you know, I've definitely left distance behind for now.
Right.
Do you know what I did this morning?
Yeah.
And I say left it behind in a very subtle way. I'm still going to be, you know, I'm still. Running what? Double figures sometimes, training for a marathon and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, all that ultra and running, getting the miles up. This morning, I did something all runners should do.
Yeah.
I cut my toenails.
Yeah.
And do you know what had happened with
foot maintenance is crucial.
They got long.
Yeah.
I mean, that just couldn't have happened a couple of months ago. Because if I go out and run 11 miles, my body's going to say, your toenails, it's hurting, don't do that. And my toenails got long in the kind of pause after Ban Abrahinniog. And that was a new experience for me.
That's one of the things that's crucial to running, isn't it? Feet.
Yeah, they're key.
You've got to look after your feet.
Yeah. And again, talking of us getting old, it's something that is just becomes more and more of a thing. But also, of course, I got my funny foot. We've been watching Girls 5 Ever.
Yeah.
And Wiki Roy from Girls 5 Ever, they've got to have comedy about her having, you know, because she's a fashion icon, a pop star.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's revealed after a while that she's always kept one of her feet hidden.
Right.
She's like doing Instagram posts using a mirror. And so she's got one funny foot, and it does a classic sitcom thing where you never see it, but the way they describe it is...
Yes, anyway, yeah.
And every time any of that storyline comes up, my son just looks at me. He loves giving me a hard time about my crazy toe.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I, on the other hand, feel seen. So, you know, that's balance, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife and Julie have sort of... They've reached the foot years. I don't know whether it's a sort of menopause thing or just them, but their feet, it's like they sort of sand them. It's like they get sandpaper out and sort of buff them down. It's like sort of welding equipment at the end of the night. They clip huge chunks off the... It is like sparks flying, goggles... They clip huge chunks off the back of their heel, you know. Sort of
all
dead.
Right, chicken warning.
Dead skin.
No.
Here we go.
Don't want to have this conversation anymore. Hey, there's a lovely path up here. He's gone on the grass. They're setting up here in Finsey Park.
Yeah.
For pulp.
After the park took a while to recover from the Tough Mothers.
Tough Mothers. So right, so we did a bit of damage to the park, but the park's recovered because it's a tough park.
We're on in Finsey Park.
Yeah.
I think I'm right about this. My guess is that Finsey Park parkrun won't be on. And that is when running Comptonbury is visiting Highbury Fields
Park. Yeah, well, that will only swell the numbers.
I know.
We're anticipating 2,000-3,000.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be incredible if we did get 2,000 or 3,000? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Just completely swamped the park.
It'd be like on the day today when they do question time at Wembley.
Yeah.
But isn't it that what it's like at the original parkrun? If you go to Bushy.
Is it? Well, they get loads and loads, don't they? Yeah.
They get four figures for sure.
Right. So, yes. Yeah. I'm sure we'll give it a push at the end of this one.
I have to say.
July the 1st.
Highbury Fields.
Highbury Fields, 9 a.m. Parkrun.
The briefing begins at 9, at 8:50. I always need volunteers.
I will
be... It's not a race. You can run or walk.
I will be racing.
Go at your own speed.
Yeah.
Count your own laps.
Yeah.
Morning other man.
It's a five-lapper.
Yeah, what's interesting, this has come up before, but let's come back to that. Of course, you know, I've attuned myself to a get to parkrun whenever I can lifestyle.
Yeah.
Lots of people, particularly people who are less itinerant than us,
go every week.
Go every week to a park, yeah. The same park run, and
yeah.
You know, have a training wonderful relationship.
Wonderful sense
with
of community. Yeah.
You hardly ever go.
No.
So for you, this is a bit of an event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
A running event.
I mean, I'd like
event.
To do more. I mean, a lot of it's been just getting the fitness so I can actually have a go at 5K because I don't like just jogging, and that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And have you?
I'll be looking to podium.
I don't think you've run Highbury Fields.
For a long
since,
time.
You know, since we first went a few
for
years ago.
Yeah, I haven't run it for ages.
Well, I think that's going to be really nice. From, in
yeah,
my
it will
experience,
be good, yeah.
Obviously I'm a bit quite regular there now, but I still can see the difference in my perception of it from when we used to run it in whenever it must have been, 2017, 2018.
Yes, yeah.
And now. And it's another one of those useful lenses for seeing how you've changed.
Oh, yeah, mine.
Do you know the ways in which I've changed?
I'm yeah.
Slower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'll have gone in that direction. Possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I won't want to call it.
Yeah.
I'll set up my usual lick. If I'm not in the first 10 by the time we crest the first corner, yeah, then yeah. I haven't bothered with it.
It's back to the old yeah. wanting to win at parkrun. That's a funny old thing. Well, people do, I suppose.
Do they still... Do the... Does a... Is he still going?
There's always, every parkrun has these people.
Right.
I got to, where was I the other day? That one in Scotland the other day.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that for a while. It was a really good, like a little rash, a little slew of about four or five guys.
Right.
And, you know, when four or five guys stand just past the finishing funnel, feet wide apart, hands on knees.
Yeah.
It takes up quite a lot of space,
yeah.
doesn't it? It's about the same amount of space if a helicopter landed.
Yeah.
Ooh. But on the other hand, I felt like doing that a little bit when I ran through that gate in Finsbury Park just then.
Yeah.
So, just goes to show that they're
different folks.
Accessing something that...
Oh, poor fella.
I'm trying to...
My goodness.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy's lower leg? And
no.
Poor homeless guy.
None of this trigger warning stuff now.
Horrendously disfigured.
You're going to talk about chunks more. Have you ever noticed how they do advertising for foot stuff?
Yeah.
You know, they just go straight in with the whole kind of... photo of
yeah
I don't know if it's a heel or a nail yeah, if it's cracked yeah. I don't want to see it.
Feet from the Middle Ages.
Yeah
So
this is that wonderful moment where you get to Finsbury Park
and
you
pop inhale
out of Finsbury Park itself,
you just inhale the fumes
in front of the station and the Arsenal shop, and yeah, these fumes, it's absolutely
running.
Incredibly kicking roadie trafficy people-y
yes.
place.
The
through this gate
and then
and up these steps,
and then it's
no
all nice and
quiet. And suddenly,
then it's nice and quiet.
I mean,
again.
Literally, look at the top of the steps, look at that signpost. It's like a blooming portal to another world.
Yeah.
Although it's another place we've
lost,
been to.
A lost Asics trainer.
If there were two there,
people
that'd
be running
a new
here.
Pair, wouldn't it? I think I need some new trainers soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, these aren't as new as they were.
Yeah.
And I'm much more alive to needing new ones. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just
this is lovely, in fact, because... It's a beautiful countryish path, but it does go right along by the railway, but the fence is completely overgrown. This is like the Parkland Walk.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Just be ready for the King's Cross train to come through at 100 miles an hour.
So have you, has your lad finished his exams?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
He's got one more test
yeah.
on July the 4th through cool. the school.
Right.
And that's his grade 8 oboe.
Right. Cool.
So that really can kind of complete the year, thank you. But also, it's going to, you know, it's it going to complete his training, as it were. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it'd be good if you got that.
That's great.
And I tell you, him being on holiday, he's having a nightmare filling the hours. There's no way he's just hanging around, yeah. relaxing in the sunshine, waiting around until I cook him an omelette. No, he's living his best life currently.
It's Bonnie.
And what I haven't said to him yet is, get a job! But I will in the end, I should think.
Bonnie qualified for a PGSE through at University College London, so that's good. Next year.
So what the Leeds thing, does that mean
she's finished
there for a year? And she's
yeah, she was there for a year. She taught autistic kids at school.
Yeah.
And now she's doing a course to teach with a sort of lean into kids with special needs.
Brilliant.
So she's really pleased with it. It's meant to be one of the best courses in the country. So yeah, it's going to be good fun.
And where's the next year?
It's in University College London.
So she's going to be home?
Bang in the centre of town.
Or is she going to move out?
She's looking at options.
Because on the one hand, but it looks moving like out would be expensive. On the other hand, if she stays home, you'll be there. Where's your passport? Yeah.
I think I think she's going to be at home. Because if she's not, it'll just cost us loads of money. So it's one of those getting her head around it sort of things. You're going to be home.
Yeah, it's difficult now, isn't it?
Well, it's...
I was on the street in Edinburgh, where I lived when I moved up there in the 90s.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty basic and everything, but I could do that, you know, as an unemployed artistic type.
Yeah.
Find a room in Edinburgh's new town.
Yeah.
And move in.
And live there.
I doubt you could do that now.
No, it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky for that lot.
Modern life is geared up so that basically doing stuff is only really properly available to people with private money.
Looks, seems that way, doesn't it?
I mean,
she's going to come out with a decent qualification and she'll get a job, she'll be fine, but it's just that tricky couple of years until she finds a rich boyfriend.
Oh! So... Maybe you were sexist last
week. Maybe a footballer.
So. Have you seen Ted Lasso? I've been mainlining Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was it good? Took to the end? Did it hold?
I haven't got to the end. I've got to see it.
Yeah.
I'm very near the end. I think it would be a very different experience for you because you follow football.
Yeah.
I think they try very hard to make the football kind of real.
Right.
But in the best way, it is also...
Oh, of course. I mean,
it is a cartoon.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's like when people watch Mrs. Maisel and say, well, stand-up comedy isn't really like that. It's like, of course it isn't like that.
Yeah.
As long as it feels real and makes sense within its own universe. Yeah.
Yes. No, I look forward to seeing it. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah.
So now we're running down Highbury.
Yeah.
Gonna go around the football pitch, the old Emirates.
Gonna loop the Emirates. We should probably do some reps on the staircase as well, should we? Up and down the stairs a few times. Said I've been that way a few times. It's all the gigs in the summer, isn't it? It's funny how that is. Talking about how everything sort of connects top to bottom.
Yeah.
We're talking about the kids going to the park and the trees being all in bloom. It all comes at the same time as, I don't know, people going to see Bruce Springsteen or Harry Styles, depending on their age. It is about at this point that the mature human returns to Birmingham to see the boss, just as they did when they were a teenager.
And it means that they
hear the mother and daughter attend the Harry Styles concert in a generational moment, etc.
Yeah, and then the normal gigs tend to drift away a little bit, don't they?
Yeah.
For the stand-up.
Should we go down and up those stairs a few more times?
Yeah, okay, let's just keep the reps. Let's keep repping it. So when you say you're coming off distance for a while, what does that mean?
I just mean
you're just going to chill for a little bit. 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think that... I don't know, I think I'm slightly conflicted because I am trying to not be training for ultras.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of still trying to keep my weekly mileage up. So I think that can trick me into covering a fair few miles.
So what's your...
But I'd kind of rather do lots of 10Ks in a week.
Right.
Rather than what's your mileage? 15 miles.
What's your weekly mileage at the moment?
What about 30.
Yeah.
But I had 2 days off the other day.
Yeah.
I ran 10 in the heat for the Mars refugees.
Yeah.
But I think that try and ease it and not do double figures until I've done that evening 10K in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then see if I can generate some speed for that.
Yeah.
I think the thing to do between now and then, which is about 3 weeks, is to work on sobriety and getting some good sleep.
How's your sobriety journey?
I didn't drink yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Slept really what? Well. It's a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever else. When you don't drink,
you sleep better.
You sleep better.
Yeah.
And if you want to train better, good sleep is really important.
Yeah.
So,
it's trying to sort of...
There's other aspects, but that's a really simple,
it really is, yeah. It's a simple...
metric.
Simple life hack, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to sleep better.
And, of course, the more complicated version of that is that as runners of all the sporty types... We do have a tendency to, we're the most likely to underrest and overtrain.
Yeah, it's, I've been trying to, well, I mean, last Sunday, I hardly drank at all, which for me is really rare.
Yeah.
And just really good. It's just trying to break free of those sort of.
And do you think that's got any relationship with the TM?
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. It's sort of breaking free of those sort of agitational cycles.
Yeah.
It's like I know that after...
That's a good phrase. You were talking about this last week, about sort of building up and dropping down, working forward. We're talking about getting through things,
yeah.
Getting through the good bits to get to the bad bits and vice versa. But that's a phrase you didn't have at the time, which is agitational cycles. That's useful.
Yeah, it's like that sort of... I've known for ages that the best thing I can do... After Thursday, Friday, Saturday, getting to bed at 2 in the morning, not sleeping that well,
yeah.
And doing gigs and loads of driving, is to just rest on Sunday,
yeah.
And eat really well,
yeah.
And maybe have a little run, and then get an early night,
yeah.
As opposed to 1.5-2 bottles of wine and all the rubbish food I eat when I'm doing that. Yeah.
So
and
what,
and then I'll just wake, and I'll wake up feeling appalling on a Monday. But that's the cycle.
When you say eat really well, what's a good, what's a healthy, happy, nutrition-y running food day for you?
Well, it'll just be like, just simple. Simple like pasta and some salad and loads of nice veg and stuff.
Yeah.
But my Sundays will be...
What about, do you do the whole, you know, do you like to have a bit of, like a chicken fillet or a bit of fish?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite bit of protein?
I'll have that. I'll probably have some, I eat a lot of salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon, sea bass.
Well, salmon, that's it.
Yeah. Chicken.
I've got one. I've got a salmon pinned up over the front door.
Yeah.
Salmon to watch over me. But seriously, that stinks.
But the best thing is to, for me is... Just not eat rubbish as well on a Sunday, because I do that, chocolates or biscuits. Or
great,
it's all part of the same thing of, like, descent on a Sunday, linked with feelings of, like, this is relaxation and I deserve it. And then Monday's rubbish. Tuesday I come on a podcast, which sort of helps me get back on the even keel. But do you know what I mean? You're living in reaction to something constantly.
Peaking and troughing, busting and booming.
And I'm just trying to... And the meditation is helping, because I'm just thinking, I don't have to do that. Do you know? it sounds very simple, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it is, again, it's like what we were saying about listening to your body and assessing where you're at.
Yeah.
It's actually quite, it's looking at yourself and probably judging what you're up to. It's a bit like trying to put the same ends of two magnets together. You know, you just kind of slip off to the side, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
No.
I mean, you're saying what you do mean not so much distance. It's that thing of when you've been doing events and you're happy with and you're cracking on. It's recognising that you're still on some kind of come down. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like this thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know if I'm cutting my mileage. It really took me by surprise that I needed to cut my toenails. I really thought that I'd clapped on a few pounds.
Right.
Because my exercising has been inconsistent, and I've been drinking too much.
Yeah.
But I've been trying not to all the time.
Right.
So that stuff is all very balanced. I haven't ever not done my exercises because I couldn't be bothered.
Right.
It was always because I couldn't be in the house.
Yeah.
It's too busy, you know? Anyway, I haven't put on any weight.
Right. That's great.
My fitness is good.
Yeah,
you're fit. So it's all about a mental relationship with it, really.
I mean, it feels to me that for the last year and a half, couple of years, we've been at opposite ends of cycles, really, in terms of, like, I haven't been training for big events.
Yeah.
I've been ticking over, getting injured, ticking over again. And you've been doing event, 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 event.
Yeah, which in the long game becomes...
She's quite difficult.
Everybody gets used to it.
Yes.
In a good way. I mean, the other thing is, this is much more just my take on what we're just talking about, sort of, in that in relation to food, is, you know, a lot of people say, wow, being intermittent fasting and being a vegan, big decisions, you know, tough stuff. But I've been doing that for a long time and it's never been a problem.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm so steady.
Yeah.
My body just sort of stays the same.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's staying the same at quite a high level of fitness, which I can tend to forget about, but it doesn't matter whether I forget about it or not. That's the thing, is that my mind is the least of my worries.
I mean, I must say, I find... some of this is just about the stuff you feel that you sort of have to do as you get older.
Yeah.
Sort of. Unless you really want to become a sea of inflammation and sort of bloated.
Isn't that a Pixie song? Yeah. Sea of inflammation.
Because I find myself...
if you're ever in a faraway town
and
you want to know what to do about that, just go to the tourist inflammation.
Yeah. Yeah. I find myself intermittent fasting very easily. It's just a natural thing to me. Don't eat breakfast and then eat about 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it can be harder to resist eating after gigs, like night. That's when it's tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do then?
I set a
you
rule.
You just don't eat.
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I find that the evening bit of intermittent fasting, obviously, yeah, with comedy it's kind of difficult, but it also isn't. Because that's obviously the one I was coming for. It's like, well, first and foremost, I don't want a late night samosa can of Coke scenario.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So now, honestly, after dinner, and even if I'm having a drink, as you know, I just get to a certain point, I look at the clock. It might be 8:30, but it might be as late as 10.
Yeah.
And I go, that's me done.
Yeah.
And then I'm done till the next day, you know?
Yeah.
And that, I find that, that's no problem. The thing that I do is when I eat again, like this lunchtime,
yeah,
I will have a big lunch.
Cause this,
right.
Yeah.
Because I'll binge, you know.
Right.
But again, I'd rather not be doing that. But it's kind of factored binging.
Yeah. And so also you're not sort of... Yeah, for me it's like I don't tend to eat much before a gig.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is getting a little bit detailed, isn't it? But
no, but that's the funny thing, because I'm always at gigs with my dinner. And people say, I don't know how you can eat before you can go on stage. And I'm like, gig schmig, it's dinner time.
Yeah.
it's half seven.
It's obviously
cycles. I'm going to need a meal.
It's obviously cycles, because I just don't do that. Or I haven't done it so far.
Yeah.
So that means I haven't eaten since 1 p.m, you know.
Yeah.
And it's now 10:30, and
I've
got a 3.5-hour drive.
Yeah, and of course, what's available to you is much more expensive, much less healthy.
Yeah, I don't go like pasty carnage. I go, you know, I'll go egg mayo or whatever, but it's still, you know, some crisps might pop in there.
Yeah,
before you know it, I'm having one of those protein chocolate bars.
Yeah, and then it was that the other day when I had a couple of those in the house and I was going to have one, and I offered one to my daughter. She said, but isn't that like a meal?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is.
There's a lot of calories.
You make an excellent point there.
Yeah.
It's like when I went on that walk with my brother and his mates, my brother's 50th. Someone there was connected and had brought like boxes and boxes of protein bars.
Yeah.
Really nice ones, kind of cakey ones, all the flavours.
Yeah.
And these guys, not wildly unfit guys, but not particularly exercising guys, yeah, would very slowly walk half a mile. And then sit down and have another couple of those.
Guys, we're not getting fitter here. Yeah. Yeah.
It's excellent.
It is that thing of like, the psychological thing of changing what you give yourself as a treat, isn't it?
Yeah.
How you perceive a treat, you know. And sort of, and it's also getting to the stage where if a treat ends up being a blueberry smoothie, you don't end up being a real righteous pain in the arse about it.
but on the other side of that, often, I think particularly with quite bad things, and as someone who's obviously got an addictive personality, I'll think, God, I'd love to give these up, but I don't know how I'm going to do without them. And then you look back a while after you've given them up.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want it.
What was all that about?
What was I thinking?
Yes, yeah.
But at the time, you don't have that distance.
Yeah.
I had that with diet drinks, with, you know, because I love a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And at one time, I was having 7-Up free.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
You know? Right.
Great stuff. And I went Edinburgh Festival back before they changed the flavor, Diet Iron Brew, all, you know, once or twice a day for all of August.
Yeah.
I thought, I've got to stop doing this.
Should we zigzag this way?
Yeah, I'm gonna, we'll cut through to the Parkland Walk, yeah. Not Parkland Walk, sorry, Petherton Road, yes. You know, the one with the bit in the middle. Yeah. We've just come across Highbury Fields. We should have stopped and recorded our invitation. We'll fake it up, mate.
All right, mate.
And so, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Anyway, so I stopped and weaned myself off the old... I say weaned myself off. That's not accurate because I tend to give things up like that.
Right, yeah.
So I cold turkey myself off the old diet fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
And the other day, literally, it's been a long time, I don't really do that anymore. And for whatever reason, when I went to see my mum in Scotland, I had a diet Iron Brew. Just, you know, you train yourself out of it. It doesn't taste that...
Yeah.
It doesn't taste very good anymore.
Yeah.
So many people... And respect is due. I've done it. Whatever gets you through the day.
You get into your habits,
but in the culture, having to use the absolutely ubiquitous phrase, Mackie D's,
yeah,
it's such a thing. And it's like, taste it objectively, guys. It's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're really just talking warmth, comfort, and salt.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're not going to go, oh, I missed that delicious flavour. It just doesn't exist. It's habit.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's like a couple of weeks
these
ago.
Are all habits I've had, so no judgment on anyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, same here. I mean, as you know, I used to regularly, for probably about 5 or 6 years, have, maybe even 10 years, have between 1 and 2 bottles of wine every Sunday.
Yeah.
And sometimes wine midweek, but definitely that. And obviously your tolerance grows, but once you stop drinking loads of wine... You realise how much 2 bottles of wine is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks
you've had it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we just had half a bottle each. And I was quite drunk after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really enjoyable, but it was just like, you just get into these habits.
Yeah, yeah.
2 bottles of wine.
And I think there's something that connects those two things
as well. It's loads.
That comfort food thing.
Yeah.
And the lots of wine or whatever, booze drink thing is... You've got to watch out for that situation where you're chasing it.
Yes, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because like you say, when you first, if you're not completely abstemious and you want a drink, you drink with friends or with your wife or whatever, that first moment,
yeah,
when you've had like 2-3 units,
yeah,
and you think, oh, I feel nice now,
it's
kind
nice,
of toasted.
Yeah.
You're probably never going to feel quite that nice again.
No.
You might have adventures, you might go another way. But from that point on, you're chasing it.
Yeah.
And you can stop, or you can at the very least tail off. Just try and remember that that's the, that was the pinnacle.
And I'm part of a drinking culture of just like, for ages, 1 bottle of wine is just... Almost didn't touch the sides, really.
Yeah.
It's just a given, you know.
So again, in terms of rushing through the good moments, you kind of...
Yeah, you race through
around
it.
Around for the good bit.
Yeah, you race through it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You used to have that harness rigged up, didn't you? Where you got home after your gig, and as the door opened,
just
the wine kind of upended
just
itself.
Face down into a vat of wine.
It's just straight... Another person, it would have splashed all over the face. But Paul could catch every drop. Right, what's next?
Need more. More. Bring on the cheese.
Give me more.
Is that all there is?
Right, like a hamster.
Where's the milk? I've lost my passport.
I've eaten a minute of
shut it. Up. I've hurt my leg and I can't run. Give us some more wine, it'll fix it.
coming onto this lovely bit of Pelton Road where it's like a residential dual carriageway with a big dusty path down the middle. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But I did...
You could trip easy on this.
Yeah, totally. A lot of tree roots hiding in the dust. And I gave a little note to self. It's like, don't trip over. One, just don't trip over.
Yeah.
And two...
Don't trip over.
The listeners, they're going to start worrying.
Yeah.
If I don't stay on my feet for a couple of weeks now...
You've had a few falls, haven't you?
People are going to start asking questions.
Yeah. I mean, I had it the other night. It's been a really busy day, quite stressful. This was on Tuesday, and I had to get up like very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Do the passport thing.
Peterborough.
Drive, pick up Bonnie, drive back.
Talk your way into Peterborough through the checkpoint.
Yeah. Tunnel my way into Peterborough, and also I was on my own for the night. Rachel was away.
Don't just climb over the fence.
I've been
shot. Yeah. Trying to enter Peterborough.
And normally, and Rachel was away as well.
Yeah.
I'd have probably had a drink the night before, just because I was on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a sort of, I know that tomorrow's just going to be just admin stuff anyway, so.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, just, I don't really know why.
Yeah.
But I just know that I would have got, not smashed, but a little bit drunk, and I'd have felt a bit diminished and overly stressed the next day.
And coming back to the 400 episodes,
and I just
don't think all of this stuff was, you know, long-term listeners will recognise all of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the two-bottle Sunday.
Yeah.
And another thing about it is that, of course, comedy was a much more heavier scaffold on both our lives in those days.
Yeah.
More gigs
that
were around.
Yeah.
Our time was full of gigs, and they were... All that we had time for.
Yeah.
And it was all the only source of income.
Yeah.
So to be fair, it's not just maturity, is it? That rhythm of the Sunday of relief and the idea that when you're at home, you're on kind of recovery time was enforced in those days, wasn't it? And things have changed. Our lives are more three-dimensional.
Yeah.
We get to some extent, make a living from doing this.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We are grateful.
Yeah, we're really grateful.
And it's better. It's nice to have different things in your life. It's nice to stay home.
Yeah,
this trip up to Birmingham, Scotland was superb. But honestly, I didn't really predict that. I think when I was touring around a lot and the kids were small, you know, it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I remember playing Battleships with Bud when he'd have been, I don't know, six, and I was in India. You know, it was heart-rending stuff. But what I did not predict is that that time away from family and home would get harder.
Yeah.
You know, so that was...
It's so much harder, yeah.
I used to do those 2 weeks and 2 week international trips.
Yeah.
And I was away for, I think, 5 nights at the most this week. And honestly, it was seismic. It was absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
Me and my wife... Yesterday, it was like I'd got out of prison.
Yeah.
We were so pleased to see each other.
Yes, yeah, it is nice.
And the kids, you know, and they're teenagers, for goodness sake.
Well, it's like I would have been away in Australia with McIntyre for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it would have been, it would have
and
cost.
And you miss loads. You just miss loads.
It would have cost a lot, that's right.
Well, did it cost me 15 grand?
Well, but yeah,
but you'd miss a lot of rich stuff that's really valuable, you know.
Yeah. No, it's no good, sorry.
Power!
Whoops! Sorry. And so we come into. Do you think this is the last time we'll ever run into Clissold Park?
No.
No. I think you're probably right. Should we go around the edge just for the surfaces?
And people who've been listening from the off will have. Yeah, they'll have heard this kind of chat before. And I'm not saying I'm never going to have another 2-bottle Sunday. But it does feel a bit different. Part of it's getting older, isn't it?
And
just
also,
just
like
things
say,
fall
it's just
away.
Tinkering. It's always easier to talk about this stuff in terms of broad strokes. But in real terms, the shifts are often quite gradual.
Yeah.
And of course, that's less dramatic, but it's just as useful.
Yeah.
You know? Soft outcomes.
Well, it's a bit like it's like training, isn't it? It's sort of... Your body changes over time, doesn't it? With increased...
And that's funny, we've never That has always suited us. I think we've never been there. A lot of times you read in the modern world, and maybe actually this is more a generation ago, and things, people are getting better at this stuff now. But a few years ago, it was all about how to cheat it.
Yeah.
How to see differences incredibly quickly and change your life super fast. I think it's not like that won't work. It's that it will cost.
Yes.
It will come down after us. What are you going to do then? Are you going to maintain it?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to completely swing back into whatever the hell
you were
doing
before? What
was
your behaviour giving you that you needed at the time? So as you change, obviously, those two bottle sundaes were giving me something.
Yeah.
And maybe just because of the life change I made recently, I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, whatever it was.
So these changes happen gradually, and everything you do, you feel it's to your advantage, don't you, at the time? So it's softly, gently.
I was going to say something quite mundane about a conversation online,
yeah,
which I haven't got round to, but I'm going to say it because I feel like there might be a metaphor in there. I don't know. Let me lay it out and see if there is one. The other day, someone who was doing the training up for their first ultra was going, how far should I go in training?
Right.
Before running like end distance, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really valid question.
Yeah.
Important, you know, and there's very specific, useful answers based on who you are, where you're training at already, what event you're doing, and so on. But more fundamentally, I had quite a simple realization that us as experienced marathonios down the years, you train up, you do a bit of distance, you get to that point when the marathon's in reach. And you run that, and then that's you. But with an ultra, particularly like distances that we've never done.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you're going to run 100 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do if I think there's a point, but it's a really spongy point. And this is what we were just saying in terms of what did you just say? Gentle adjustments and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that basically once you get to a certain non-specific distance.
Yeah.
Then the idea of running to a specific number to train for that is, it's not really relevant anymore, is it? Because you're basically training your body up to run all day.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a line there, sort of fuzzy line, which once you've gone over it, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say, oh, I'm running 100 miles, so I'll do a 66-mile training.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem relevant anymore.
It's almost feels like a state of mind as much as anything else, isn't
it?
You
absolutely.
Try to get your body and mind in harmony to just like, obviously, keep going beyond normal levels of fatigue.
Yeah, that's
just keep
right.
going. You know?
Overriding the central governor to take it right back to early thoughts. But it just isn't. But it's interesting how it isn't relevant anymore. You know, it's like that thing's about being healthy, doing the right thing, and doing the wrong thing. It's obvious what's right and wrong.
You know it. You just.
But
know
you've got to factor it into your day to day and how life is moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's good too.
But more importantly, if you're around North London, Highbury Park run.
Yeah, we'll see you on
9 a.m. Saturday. Have a little chat. I won't be chatting much during the run because I will be racing because it is a race.
Yeah, and also just after the race, he's going to have both his hands on his knees and he'll be going, feel my power! And if you hear me going, beep, 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 I'm just pretending to myself that there's a traffic light at the end. So what do you reckon, another 400 episodes?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.